Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad to be back with you today. Beginning a new series on prayer today that I believe is going to be an incredible blessing and help and inspiration to all of us. And I have entitled it Maximizing the Power of the Lord's Prayer. Maximizing the Power of the Lord's Prayer. I personally have found the Lord's Prayer to be an incredible help in prayer, not just by repeating it verbatim over and over again, but using it as a guide. For I believe that Jesus, what he did, he brought together the great themes and priorities of prayer from the very heart of God. It's not a prayer. Now, I have no problem with this. I think it's nice, you know, even in a congregation, repeating the Lord's Prayer. And I love, if it's done in the right spirit and by the right group, I love hearing the Lord's Prayer sung. But Jesus did not give this prayer to be a rote prayer, to be formally quoted verbatim over and over. We have recorded prayers in the Bible, even from Jesus. And for example, in John 17, we have recorded prayers in the book of Acts of the early disciples praying. Nowhere do we find them just repeating this prayer that Jesus gave them. So my point of emphasis is that this was not given as a rote prayer to be repeated over and over verbatim, but to be a guide to help us understand the great themes and priorities of prayer. And that is how we're going to look at it. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to look at this. We're going to go through this, share truths about it, and how to make the most of this prayer. In other words, how to maximize the power of this prayer directly from our Lord. It was in response to the request of his disciples. This is found in Matthew chapter 6. I'm starting to read at verse 7. He said, "And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions." In other words, repeating the same words over and over. Among the ancient pagans and some Christians fall into this. They thought that if they repeated a mantra or they repeated certain words or prayers over and over again, the more they said it, the more power was built up in those words. And Jesus said, hey, don't be like that. Don't think, you know, that you're going to be heard for your much speaking. In other words, it's going to be a relationship. It's going to be a thing of the heart. It's going to be a thing of faith. And actually, in introducing this, Jesus has already begun talking about prayer before they ever make this request, "Lord, teach us to pray." And what he's emphasizing is motives in prayer. Folks, motives are so important. So before he taught them the what, he taught them the why. Now, this begins up in verse 5. He said, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites." And the word hypocrite in our English Bibles is from the Greek word hypokrates. And a hypokrates was an actor in a play. The Greeks had their actors and their plays. They played a role. And Jesus said, don't be an actor. Don't just be a hypokrates, just play acting when you pray. He says, "For they love to stand, they love to pray standing," these hypokrates, these hypocrites. Now he's applying this to religious people. He says, "For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men," or people, the public. He says, "Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." So Jesus is saying, if your motive is to appear spiritual to people and to impress people with your praying, He said, then you've got your reward. That's the only reward you're going to get from your praying, is whatever impression you can make on people of how spiritual you are. That's going to be the only reward that you get for your praying. So don't be like that, Jesus is saying. Then he went on to say, but when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Wow. Jesus is saying, don't pray to be seen of people. Now, that doesn't mean you can never pray in public, because we find Jesus praying in front of his disciples. We find even in the book of Acts, corporate prayer, God's people coming together and praying. But Jesus is dealing with motives here. And so when our motive is before God and our heart is pure before God, we don't care what people think about us, we're not trying to impress people, then much of our prayer life will be private. It will be in our prayer closet. My prayer closet, I try to every day, at least 4 or 5 times a week, I go for a 2-mile walk. And in that 2-mile walk, of course, I pass people, but I'm all alone, people passing by in cars. I'm really in my prayer closet, and I can just walk along and communicate with God and talk to him, and it's just God and me. So you find your own prayer closet where you can go in and close the door and shut out all of the distractions. And this is what he's saying. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Wow. God, you pray in secret, but God, he will reward you in front of people. Jesus says, isn't that a wonderful promise, a wonderful statement? And then he goes on and says, when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. You don't have to come and begging and pleading. He already knows, even before you start talking to him, he knows what you need. And so then he said, and this is in response to their request, in this manner, therefore pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed, holy, revered, honored be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This is a prayer guide from the lips of Jesus himself, the head of the church, our Messiah, our Savior, our Lord, our God, our King. So it is very important. So in the coming days, we're going to look at how to maximize the power of what is called the Lord's Prayer. It's really the disciples' prayer because he gave it to us. He gave it to his disciples in response to their request, Lord, teach us to pray. So I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Don't miss these upcoming episodes. I believe our prayer lives are going to be transformed. God bless you. If you'd like to check out my website, it is eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find a lot of resources there to help you. You'll find links to a YouTube channel, to a blog. You'll find articles. You'll find a bookstore with some books that will greatly enhance your Christian walk. And there's one there that I will recommend. It's about prayer. I have a couple there about prayer. One is called The Great Prayer Awakening of 1857-58. And the other one is called Three Keys to Answered Prayer. They're available on Amazon and in our bookstore. And I look forward to being with you tomorrow.